new time, new dawn, new day, new start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson H. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, reloaded, and be prepared as you plunged into your new day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and the benefits attached to life. Dear God, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, we come just as we are before the throne of grace this morning, having nothing to hide. We confess all our sins and iniquities before you. Dear God, please have mercy, forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us, and let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, spirit, soul, and body, and make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we apply for grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. Therefore, Lord, we ask that you lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evil and temptations this day in the name of Jesus. All our undertakings, Lord, we commit to your able care today. Please bless and prosper those that are not against your plan and purpose for us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Please kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter number 21. Ezekiel 21. By God's mercy and grace, I will be reading from verse 18 through to verse 24. God bless you as we follow the readings. I read from the King James Version. The word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, also, thou son of man, appoint thee two ways that the sword of the king of Babylon may come. Both twine shall come forth out of one land, and choose thou a place, choose it at the head of the way to the city. Appoint a way that the sword may come to Rabbath of the Ammonites, and to Judah in Jerusalem, the defenced. For the king of Babylon stood at the parting of the way, at the head of the two ways, to use divination. He made his arrows bright. He consulted with images. He looked into the liver. At his right hand was the divination for Jerusalem, to appoint captains, to open the mouth in the slaughter, to lift up the voice with shouting, to appoint battling rams against the gates, to cast a mount, and to build a fort. And it shall be unto them as a false divination in their sight, to them that have sworn oath, but he will call to remembrance the iniquity that they may be taken. Therefore, thus said the Lord God, because ye have made your iniquity to be remembered, in that your transgressions are discovered, so that in all your doings your sins do appear. Because I say that ye are come to remembrance, ye shall be taken with the hand. Hallelujah. Amen. May the Lord bless the hearing, the reading, and the applications of his word in the name of Jesus. This is episode 8 on the curses. By God's special grace, yesterday I did talk on the dream indications, dream indicators of curses, dream indicators of curses, that when you are having some kind of, you know, certain dreams and they are rampant in your life, is as a result of the fact that they are pointing to you have some curses to deal with. Because of time this morning, I just want to go straight to another point that I want to treat today. I am here this morning to talk on instruments of curses, the things that, you know, can be used and that they normally use to, you know, issue curses or rain curses upon, you know, the victims. I will mention only a few. As you know, I can't mention all. I don't know all. Aha. And even if I know all, time will not permit to mention all. I will mention few. Number one thing I'm mentioning this morning is sacrifices. Human being can carry sacrifices any hour of the day or in the night to issue curses against people. They can carry sacrifices to, you know, dangerous places, on altars, on, you know, crossroads, you know, rivers, you know, forests, because they want to issue curses. Number two, rituals. They can perform rituals. Sacrifices are not the same as rituals. Those who are in the occult and the traditionalists, they understand what I'm talking about. Rituals can be done in order that, you see, you will appease a god. They will use it to appease a god and then, you know, invoke that same god against, you know, the victim. Especially those who call the Satan worshiper, the Eshu worshiper of the southwest part of Nigeria. I know how they do that thing very well. You see, they will take abominable food of that particular idol. They will take that abominable food, the kind of things, the kind of item they don't use to worship that gods. They will take it to the shrine and they will say, they will, you know, after chanting the eulogy of that very gods, and they will tell that gods that, look, I brought this to you not because I want to bring it. You know, I know how to appease you. I know how to worship you. You are the one I serve. But so-so person, the son of so-so person, has told me that I should bring it to you, this to you, that there is nothing you can do, that you can do nothing. And if you know that you are God indeed, and if you know that you can do something, then they will mention the curse. Let this happen to him. They will. So the spirit behind that very God will follow that man and make sure that that curse becomes effectual. So another point is libations. They can pour libations. You see, pouring water either at the road or in front of the house or something. They pour libation, or they can, you know, use cola, use alligator pepper and some other items, you know, to lay curse on the victims. Another point this morning is divination. This is the reason why I mentioned, I will use this Bible. The Bible says, verse 21 of this chapter 21 of Ezekiel, that the king of Babylon was with divination, one in the right hand, the other one in the left hand, in verse 22. So against, you know, Jerusalem and against Rabat. Can you see? The divination, in order to divine against them, to curse them before you go ahead, you know, to fight against them. I told you, curse is a weapon you can use to fight and win battles. Another thing, yes, let me even tell you this testimony of mine. This is my own personal experience. I think year 2021, me and my boys here, we, by God's grace, we engage in some, you know, 24 hours prayer non-stop. We pray throughout 24 hours, and after that prayer, the atmosphere was set ablaze. There was trouble in this and commotion in this community where we are located here in Accra, Ghana. Before you know what happened, you see, as God was showing me things, I was telling my boys, be careful, the atmosphere is like this, and the night after, maybe a day after, I couldn't sleep. My blood was hot. Then I was like, God, I want to sleep at all costs. I want to sleep and to take some rest. And when you go to that kind of 11 or 10:30 to 11 in the night, or around 11 thereabout, I couldn't sleep. I tried, but the atmosphere was still thick. My spirit cannot just, you know, penetrate the atmosphere and sleep. Then I came out. Then I met one of my boys sitting outside, get ready to start the night prayer by then. And I told him, boy, I can't sleep. The atmosphere is too thick. You see, what is happening in the atmosphere is noisy. And then he said, sir, let's curse them now. I said, all right, no problem. I didn't even, you know, I didn't argue with him. Then we started. Every power in this environment, we curse you with the curse of God. We started cursing them. And we cursed like just about 10 to 15 minutes, or at most, let's say 20 minutes. And I went back. He continued his prayer, and I was able to sleep. And as I slept around that after 11, lo and behold, I woke up exactly around 1 a.m. The time in my dream before I woke up, I saw that the tree in the compound where we are, that tree was, you know, satanic, and we were there. And I just, you know, in that dream, and I saw that tree was cursed. And then the tree fell immediately. Immediately the tree fell. That was what woke me up. As this tree landed on the ground, I woke up. Lo and behold, I came out. As I came out, we were in the church that time. And I came out. As I came out, I met the boy outside where he's praying. And lo and behold, I met the tree fell flat in the compound. And I said, when did this fall? So I said, so it happened physical. He said, sir, it just happened now. I said, that was what happened in my dream before I woke up. What am I saying? Curse is powerful to defeat, to fight battle, to fight war. So that's the reason why I give you that. Another thing this morning as I rush through them is enchantment. Apart from divination, they can use enchantment. Another point is, I won't have much time to explain them all, is incantation. Incantation of any type. Apart from enchantment, that's what you call incantations. They can incantate to lay curse, bewitchment. You see, they can use spell, or they can cast spell on people. That is a curse. They can cast jinx. They can hypnotize someone through curse. Though another instrument that they use is calabash. Yes, those who know what calabash means. You know, the traditionalists, they don't joke with this. They use it. Another thing they don't joke with is earthen pots. Earthen pots. They use earthen pots to curse. They can set some item inside that thing, and they will set fire on it, and somebody will carry it bare hand without putting anything, no hand glove, no anything, nothing. They will carry it bare hands, and they will say, as this pot is burning my hand, let this happen to so-so, the son of so-so-so. You see, do you know to what is the situation? Do you know Christians do this thing? I have gone to mountain where I saw prophets laying curse on fellow Christians, on fellow human beings, for God's sake. And they went on fasting, dry fast, marathon, no food, no water, either 3 days or 7 days. By the time they want to break, they will use pepper, raw pepper. They will use things like, what do you call it, bitter leaf. Something that is bitter. They say, as I'm chewing this thing and it's bitter in my mouth, let this happen to so-so-so, the son of so-so-so. Let this happen. As they are peppering, they put the pepper in their mouth, and as this thing is peppering in, very hot in my mouth, let this happen to so-so person, the son of so-so. I've heard it very well. I knew they do it. Christians do it, which is very wrong. And it's not biblical. That is witchcraft in the church. Every prophet doing that, no matter the respect I have for them, the moment I discovered that, I lose respect for them. I saw prophets doing it on mountains while I was still in Nigeria. And another thing that they use is gods. They use the god. That is G-O-U-R-D. See, that thing that look like the god that look like this sukini. So this that look like all this, it comes from all these species of watermelon and this thing, but that is the way they used to carry water in the local way. But the small one, the bottle gourd, yes, they use it to lay curse. They use horns of animals to lay curse. They use eggs to lay curse. You see, they use water, they use rivers. They can go to the river area. They can use water to lay curse on people. They use dust, the dust of the ground, to lay curse. You see, you use altar. You use altar. Altar of idols. Altar of, you know, tree altar, crossroad altar. You see, the man in this our passage stood at the crossroad where the road parted into two ways. Can you see? That is an altar. That place is strategic. It's an altar. They use shrines. They use coven. These are the little instruments I will be able to, you know, mention this morning. Bow down your heads. Let's talk to God. Whatever they have used to curse me, or wherever they have cursed me, hear the word of the Lord. The time is up now. Backfire. Let every item, every instrument of curse that has been used against me backfire. Let the ritual backfire. Let the sacrifices backfire. Let the chantment, the incantation backfire. Let everything they have used, let them backfire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can take your time to pray more. You can reach out to me through the emails, johnsonioljulius@gmail.com or johnsonjulius@tableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through the lines, +233 202 749 915. Exploit this very day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself or for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing. God bless you.